A parak in Gevurah Hashem when you're learning, when you're preparing for Pesach. The whole sefer is about Pesach, the historical background of Pesach. Not, I don't mean, when I say historical, I mean the historical spiritual background and all the prate pratim of the Haggadah and the perish of the Maral on the Haggadah. But I wanted to do the parak that I did last week, that we did last week about Lechem Ayini, that part from the Haggadah, and this parak that we're going to try to do. We're not going to finish it, but we'll do most of the parak tonight. Really, these are the asidas of the Maharal's whole view, his whole way of looking at the Kedushas Yontu of Chag HaPesach, where it comes from, what it is. So that's why, just a taste of it, a little bit when it comes to Yontu, that again, Mitzvah Shem, close to Shavuos, we'll do a little bit from Tiferes Yisrael later on, from Arav Sefer, but later on, Hamayim and HaSinai. So the mitzvah of Karban Pesach that's eaten, roasted, and that's eaten together with matzah and mor. This is throughout all of the Maharal's writings. Pesach is Klal Yisrael's introduction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our first encounter as a nation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the entire Yontif of Pesach is to be, the whole Inyan of Pesach is to be mevarer, to clarify our belief and our acceptance in the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you look through the parashas of Golos Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim and Chumash, you see the whole Inyan of Das Hashem and Man Yedu and so on. That's the whole theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Of Golos Mitzrayim is a kilkel and Das in our understanding and our awareness of Hashem's presence and His oneness and what that means. And the Geula and the redemption is the beginning of the unfolding of that truth of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lakachi says, therefore, nitzavus she'osu lechel ha-pesach b'shnei chaburis. Therefore, a person is not allowed to travel from one chabur to another chabur by the Korban Pesach. He has to remain in that chabur where he has included himself, which he's part of, and he's not to go from one to the next. Why? She'im kein ha'yezeh chiluk u'pirud. Because the most horrible thing that a person can do on Pesach is divide himself. We were talking a little, that's what we really, what last week is about also, the Lechem Ayini and the pashtus of Lechem Ayini, what that meant, the matzah, the complication, the complexity of a person who is not secure in who he is in his emuna, who is torn between two different worlds, would be indicated by a person being in two chaburis. Everything about the Yontif of Pesach is to be megala the achdus of Hashem, the oneness of Hashem. V'chol avoides ha-Pesach moire shehu yisbarach yachid. The whole avoid of Pesach is to be mechazik within us this yesod, always, the oneness of Hashem. The unique oneness of Hashem. V'zeh noide b'yitzias Mitzrayim. Sherei osa kadosh baruch hu im Yisrael nisim v'niflos b'Mitzrayim kiritzono. The miracles that Hashem performed for us in Mitzrayim. V'ein mi yoymer loy ma ta'aseh. The oneness of Hashem and His uniqueness means that He is not dependent upon anybody. Now you remember last week, that's what we spoke about, the Lechem Ayini. The union of the matzah is that that bread of poverty is that it's completely independent. It needs no one or anything. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishana Marochas HaTeva, that the entire universe, that everything was completely transformed into a kli, into a vessel to serve the purposes of the redemption from Mitzrayim, means that there's no one tells Hashem what to do. And therefore all of the miracles of Mitzrayim are to teach this, that Hashem is alone, Hashem is unique above and below. What was the lesson that Yisrael learned from the whole Inivit Yisrael Mitzrayim? Ati Adati, now I understand. Kigodl Hashem Mikol Elohim. That's what he learned from Yitzias Mitzrayim. By Yisbar Zalakam. Therefore, the moral goes through every single aspect of the Karban Pesach to show how the holding of the Karban Pesach is also to teach this Yisoid, this fundamental, essential principle of all Yiddishkeit, which is Hashem Echad. That's why we were commanded Davke to eat the Karban Pesach together with matzah and mor. Lahir is to teach. Kimi ito shuhu echad, that from Hashem who is one, yavo pu'ulais mechulokais. There are different and even contradictory pu'ulais, actions that are performed by this one God. Now, to you and I, that says, why not? Like, why shouldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu do all different kinds of stuff? But you know that in the ancient world, there's a God of fire, there's a God of water, there's a God of light, and so on. Every different God had his tafkid. Because in that way of looking at reality, which in many ways is still not in the form of that as well, is still prevalent. The inability to believe, to accept that there's one God who's responsible for good and responsible for evil. Even a Christian theology, who's supposedly a monotheistic, which we know is a very diluted and bizarre, I'm talking about Catholicism, bizarre form of monotheism, it's not real pure monotheism. So besides the union of the union of the Trinity, that Irishkeit, but besides that, it's the respect that Satan has is unprecedented. The covet of Satan, that they give Satan, and the persistent need, even in modern times, to believe that there is some anti force, anti God or anti Christ force in the world. This is something that comes from the very beginning of time. From the very beginning of time in all ancient religions. Therefore, the Maral says that one should be able to believe that it's possible that the Baruch Shalom is noisei hafochim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness means that it's all inclusive, and that He is able, only He is able, to contain and to carry out opposites, and that doesn't at all detract from His oneness. The Chlal does not detract from His oneness. Adrabah, since He's all inclusive, therefore every single thing, light, dark, good, evil, even as we'll see in a moment, it's all part of the Hashgacha of Hashem. Not that we're speaking about His essence. We don't know about His essence. We're not talking about Hashem's essence. It's only we're talking about how Hashem fears the world, how He runs the world.
In relation to the anti, how would we call the suffering?
This is something if I were going to now, it would take us way off the topic. But I'm frightened when I hear the way that yeshiva bachram, or sometimes even their instructors or their mentors, talk about the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah Tov in a way that you certainly can pick up different things in different svarim, but for the person who doesn't have a clarity in what that means, so it's almost as if the Yetzirah has a life of its own. And that there's some sort of independent koach in the world that is driving one towards evil, and to divide that personality, to split the personality of the Jew between good and evil in such a way where there's a total loss of a sense of shlemus of who a person really is altogether. It'll come up a little bit more. How could it be that from Hashem, who is absolutely one, there could be all different types of pu'ulos, contradictory things that we see coming out from one God? If He is one, then there should be what we would view as there should be consistency. It should be an absolute oneness. It should be, that's how it shouldn't be pu'ulos. There shouldn't be pu'ulos mechulokos, pu'ulos mishtanos. That's why many, many people have lost their faith. Now those people, not so much the people who went through suffering, who went through the Holocaust, but many of the people who have looked at the suffering of the Jewish people have said, if God is good, how could that be? How could that be? So many people in the post-Holocaust era came up with the theology of the death of God, Chalila. Maybe He once was, you know, until this happened. Maybe there was a God, but now something has gone wrong. Because how could you come to terms with such evil in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is good? And if He is one, then how could there be any contradiction with that goodness? So Maral writes, Ki ha'esh she'esh bei teva echad. In this world, in the physical world, the fire's nature is what? It heats things up. That's its nature. It heats. And water has its own particular quality. Therefore, it only cools. So, this mitzvah in nature is something that carries over into a person's way of understanding Hashem, of understanding reality in general, spiritual, not just physical, but metaphysical reality as well. Vein hadover hazeh be'el yon yisbarach. This is not the way it is with Hashem. Kama shahayu sovrim haminim. The Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the idolaters, and the minim, and those who believed in Christianity and so on, Sha'amru, mi pi elyon, lo yaseitze haros v'hatov. Their interpretation of that pasuk was, it can't be that from one God there should emerge these conflicting things of ros and tov, of evil and of good. It can't be.
But in the literature I saw in the Majlis Tzvama, they say really the pool of Hashem is one, but the Mitzah, the Kli Kibble, the Mekavim are different.
The Baal Shem Tov said that.
So like, the sun will do the same thing, but this will accept it one way and it'll darken, and this will accept another way and it'll lighten.
Right. That's why the Mahalach, they got that from the Maral. That's where it comes from. No, he's not saying that.
He's only doing good, but we're accepting it.
Let's learn. Climber. Min echad lo yavad dvar mechulakim. In the eyes of the world, it can't be that from one God should come out in this world dvar mechulakim, contradictory things. Aval emes eino kach. The Maral says it's not true. Aval hu yisbarach echad umiyuchad. He is completely one. And this is what He taught to us when He took us out of Mitzrayim. And His oneness became known in the world. That does not mean that's why I emphasize. We're not talking about in His essence. You see, Shalom, don't get confused between our perception and how things our mishtal shall descend into our world, as opposed to Hashem in his infinite being. So the Maral says that although of course Hashem is one, He is poyel pu'ulos hafochiyos. The Maral's not saying chashom that Hashem is evil. The pshat in the pasuk means mi pi elyon l'seitzei rois v'atov. It means it's all coming from one God. Shuhu ha'goyel u'mevi ha'shibud. It's the same God who redeems, and it's the same God who allowed us to be brought into slavery. What is into slavery?
Is there any significance to the Ravim and Yachid? Ravim and Ravim and Tov is singular?
Yeah, the Mepharshim talk about it, but for our purposes we don't need to go into it right now. Now, Gula and Golas are two opposites. Redemption and slavery are two opposites. Nevertheless, therefore, at the beginning of our existence as a nation, at the beginning of our Amunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a people who were unquestionably confused. We still are, I mean. We were confused about what's going on over here with this God. What's going on with him? In the ancient world, you just had a different God. For every different part of the world, every different part of reality, and every different emotion, there was a separate God. And that was his Mahalach, that was his Mahalach, that was that Mahalach. Even in the way that we look at things, like when a person goes to Aliyas, and then he goes to Yeridus, and so on, when a person looks at his own Aliyas and Yeridus, when he looks at the events of his own life through the eyes of oneness, of Hashem Echad, so then he doesn't get shattered into a billion pieces. That doesn't mean he doesn't do tshuva. Other Rabbah, it's mechazik him to do tshuva. But he believes, when he does tshuva, he believes that every single thing that he had to go through and all of his nisyanis and all of his Aliyas and Yeridus are all part of oneness. It's not schizophrenic. There's a hanhaga that Hashem has, but not only with the world, but with each individual person. There are hanhagas, there are ways that Kosh Baruch Hu is directing, is bringing that person to his shleimus, even though the road to that person's shleimus, to his perfection or his greatness, that road contains many, many contradictions. Many contradictions, many different things that a person is put through. So therefore, lefichach tziv alech ala Pesach hazeh. Therefore, Hashem commanded us to eat the Korban Pesach. Hamayr ala achtus al matzais umarorim. Therefore, the yisoid is that the Korban Pesach is eaten al matzah and maror. Why? Hamatzah mayr ala ha-geula. Because matzah, of course, means redemption. It means good. It means all that's positive. Vahamarorim, mor, of course, means the opposite. Alashib, it means suffering and evil and misery, right? That's what mor means. Bitterness. Loimer kia kol bekoichai. Everything is Hashem's koch. Everything is within the parameters of who He is. To bring the world and to bring each individual to where it has to go, to where He has to go. Therefore, the whole Indian of Pesach night is filled with shinuyim, with contradictions. That's when the children are asking, and manishtana halayla hazeh, the shinuyim, the whole inyan of chametzah matzah, and yoishin v'mesubim, and meshiv l'gula, me'afel l'oira, from darkness to light, the whole Haggadah. Even the fact that the Haggadah Davka is told in a way of question and answer. A question is evil and the answer is good. Right? Not knowing is terrible. Knowing is terrific. Question and answer, which we don't have by any of the yontif, such a thing, such a mahalach, where everything is Davka through that catharsis, through that mahalach of good and evil, of light and dark. That's why it's question and answer, because a question means darkness and an answer means light. And then Echad Miyodeya, if you think of the piyutim at the end, which are Kodesh Kadoshim, the piyutim, Echad Miyodeya, Shnayim, Echad Elokeinu B'Shamayim Avaros, even the piyutim, what's Chad Gadya, the Zabnab B'Shrei Zuzay, Chad Gadya, the whole thing, the whole Seder Lel Pesach, is this Yisoid of Hashem Echad. Because the truth is that this is what troubles us more than anything in the world. Through Hashem comes illness, and through Hashem comes the cure. Bez Hashem in Yisrael Na'arach L'Kamon. We'll talk more about this. Val Timer. So you might say, Hamatzah Ein Amayra L'Gula. You might say, well, matzah is not really about redemption. Rak bishvil shalahispik batsegas avaseinu lahachmitz ki garshu mitzrayim. It's just that, you know, there's a practical thing. We're commemorating the fact that our ancestors didn't have time to bake bread because they were rushing out of Mitzrayim. So that's all it's about. Mizilahaya balayla kredim shiyotsu. But we ate matzah in Mitzrayim by Lel Pesach, by the Korban Pesach, before we went out. This is what all the Mefarshim, of course, are talking about. Matzah, there are these two qualities to matzah. On the one hand, we say because we didn't have time to prepare bread. On the other hand, we were told about the Korban Pesach, and in Mitzrayim we ate matzahs. We ate the Korban Pesach with matzah and more. Bishleim ha'marayim shapir marel shibud Yisrael. We understand, of course, that the Moror indicates the Golas and the slavery. That's what the Moror is all about. Aval matzah shu Moror al ha'geula, but matzah that's supposed to indicate redemption, eichayim Moror al ha'geula. How is that true? We were still in Egypt. We were still slaves. And we were eating matzah. It wasn't yet that point where we didn't have time, so we had to make matzahs. We were eating matzahs as slaves as well. This is sort of a side thing. So the Rabban explains, why did Hashem give us to eat matzahs before we left by the Korban Pesach? Why did Hashem tell us to eat matzah? It's only al shame that we were going to leave Mitzrayim in a hurry. That's the Rabban. That's the famous. That's the most widely learned and accepted answer. That it's all al shame because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, knew that we were going to rush out the next day. So Hashem gave us the matzah before. Shekein Omar Kishal Choy Kolo Goreshi Goresh Eschem. It says in Pasuk that the Baruch Shalom said that when Paro lets you leave, he will drive you out of here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he lets you leave, he's going to push you and rush you out. So already, so Hashem obviously knows that in advance. So even before we left, Hashem gave us that special machal, that special food of redemption. Just as Hashem revealed that we're going to be thrown out, Hashem already showed us in advance that we're going to be rushing so that we're not going to have time to prepare bread. But that's the morale. The morale brings down the Ramban, and that's the Pshat. But the morale, of course, is not satisfied with that. The morale says, up ahead, I'm going to explain this. Bechlal not a kasha. V'unochen kasha amarnu she'iker hamatzah. The Maral says, I'm not going to be dragged into this question of chronology and when the matzah is and how and so. That's not the point. The Maral says, I want to talk to you about what matzah is, and it's iker hamatzah. Meaning in its muhus, in what it really, really is, the matzah. That's what we were learning last week. In what the matzah really is. He says, even though we ate matzah when we were still in Mitzrayim, so you could say so, therefore it has a little bit of the gullus in it. But the Maral says, no. That the essence of matzah, the muhus of matzah is, Moir al ha-geula. It's filled with redemption. The essence is redemption. Just like you and I, so we do it sometimes in our lives. We do things that are not, that might not be Jewish. It might not be Jewish, but if your slice is open, there's only Yiddishkeit. I mean, the essence of who we are is that we're Jews. Even though there are some things that are uncharacteristic that we might do that's out of line or out of character with the essential person who we are, the essence of matzah is redemption. Why? K'mayamirah, the same way that Moror is what? Is Hashibud, is slavery and bitterness. K'yamiriruz Moror Hashibud, because bitterness indicates slavery. L'fi Shaha'adam, why is that? L'fi Shaha'adam is spoil min hamiriruz. K'mayisham is spoil hamishubud. What does that mean? That a person is a mispoil, miriruz, bitterness, has a jarring impact upon a person. It has an effect upon him that causes him to be changed, to be transformed, oftentimes to be hurt and to be diminished. That means shibud. Why does that mean shibud? This goes back to last week. Because when something outside of myself can have an effect upon me, outside of myself, I'm not talking about the Rabbi Shalom, but when something outside of the world can cause me to be misspoiled, that's called the beginning of slavery. Do you understand? That's called the beginning of slavery. What does that mean? It means, like, you know, just a very stupid and extreme example. It means that a person goes to a movie and they're sitting in front of a big screen and there's somebody that created this thing in a studio somewhere, and you got, like, it's a sad part, and, like, you know, the person, you know, the couple's breaking up because or somebody, or the hero is, you know, is dying of something. So then you have, like, 500 people start crying. So in the studio start crying. Or and then all of a sudden, I remember I told this once in shul when I was a kid. So I was in yeshiva. They were showing us a Walt Disney movie, and everybody was going crazy. You know, the kids were going crazy. I was at that time, I think, in fifth grade, and I realized where I was sitting. You know, I had this big projector, the old-fashioned projector, that the wire was running down my aisle, where I was sitting in the middle of the auditorium. And when I would move with my foot, because it happened once by mistake, but then I saw something going on. So when I moved the wire, it turned off the movie. It was Marudik. There were like 600-700 kids that went, oh. So I did this the first time, and then the guy, the rabbi that was taking it up, he started fiddling with it, and then the guy, he pushed it back in, and they went, oh! Everybody started clapping, all the kids. So, of course, power corrupts. So it wasn't enough for me to do this one time. So then I waited, like in the beginning, I was a little kid, but I waited like a few minutes. I wasn't interested at all in the movie anymore, this is too exciting. So I waited a couple of minutes, and I moved it again, and they, oh! And the rabbi goes again, looking like this, and he pushes around. Ah, then I went crazy. I said, oh, I was doing like it. And then I look up, and I see he's looking at me. He's looking at me, and that was. Then he took me out. In those days, you were allowed to beat kids up, and Imamish beat me up. He took me to the bathroom outside the auditorium, and he threw me against the wall, and he kicked me in the stomach. It was a whole scene, but it was kedai. It's a memorable moment in the. So think about it. It's like we're all like the kids in the auditorium with everything in life. So except we're more sophisticated. So the stock market is up. Oh, then the wire moves. The stock market's oh. No, like everybody's misspoiled from everything. When you are who you are, what's outside of you has no impact upon you. Bechlal, you're not misspoiled.
Is this like the Maral says, the difference between Tzura and Chomer?
Mm-hmm. Very good. That's exactly what it is. The Tzura is not mispol. Chomer is always mispol. Chomer is the more physical, the more espialous. And when you find human beings who are not balei Tzura, human beings who have not developed spiritually, you will find that from every tiny, stupid little thing, they'll be misspoiled in the most amazing way, like either cackling or crying, but something. The hispilus factor is unbelievable. The hispilus. I mean, you go to a ball game, and you see like the grown men, and the way that they're carrying on. Not that I enjoy a game, but the hisrakshas, the investment, the emotional investment, is something which is a pella. It's a wondrous thing. It's a wondrous thing. It's like just to study it.
Women are affected like that more. Something happens to them because more.
That's the meaning of Noshim Daitan Kalas. And there's more of a hispilus. Because what does hispilus mean? Hispilus means something is affecting and changing me. So the Maral saying here is that merirus moror is shibud, is slavery. Moror is slavery. Lefisha adam is spol min hamerirus, because a person is a mispol min hamerirus. Kamesha mispol hameshubud, like a person who is enslaved. V'kach hamerim morim ala shibud. V'chein hamatzah shenikris matzah b'shvil she'ein bo tam klal. He says, you see, the moror has a very colorful taste. I'm not talking about the lettuce. a real maror, and that's why when a person eats it, he's mispoiled from it. And even the thing itself, it has a very extreme taste. Maror has an extreme, extreme personality. Why? That's a hispilus. That's a mis. So matz, on the other hand, he says, ain batam klal. Matz is tasteless. Doesn't have a taste. It is what it is. It's not. It doesn't have anything beyond. See, maror, when there's a lot of taste. So in the world, he said, that's it. The more taste it has, the more chashev it is. The Maral says, the less taste, the more chashev. Not to our taste buds, of course, it's more exciting. But the more something has, that goes back to last week, it means it's not poor. It's not it. It's something else. And what is it? So it took a little bit like this, took a little bit like that. You know, it's like when you look at a person nowadays. So is there one person? No, if it were possible to dissect a person walking around nowadays in the street, so you'd be able to see, all right, this is here's like 3% of this actor that he likes, and here's around 22% of parents, and here's another 9% of a friend. You can almost dissect a person, and when you want to find out who is the person. So maybe you get like a half of a percent of who the person really is in terms of what he says and who he is and what he does. Maybe a tiny piece. Otherwise, it's like Michael Jordan. It's like this. It's like that. You look at the kids nowadays. When you talk to a kid, you're not talking to who the kid is. I'm not talking to who the kid is. Certainly not when he's in a classroom, because then it's the whole thing. When you're one-on-one with him, after a long time, maybe. You could find out something of that little oneness that's hidden behind the confusion. So the flavor means a hispilus. Why is it that this person is a little bit Michael Jordan and a little bit this, a little bit that, and a little, because everything that comes along, he says, like Nimrod, when he was having that argument with Avram Avinu, and everybody laughs at Nimrod, what an idiot Nimrod was, because Nimrod says, so Avram Avinu tells him, why don't you believe in one God? So he says, well, whatever, I believe that the cloud is a God, the sun is a, so Avram Avinu says, so the clouds hide the sun. So then, then the cloud must be God. Yeah, but then the wind disperses the cloud. So then the wind must be God. And we all laugh. Ach, Nimrod was such an idiot. Like the sun, and then Avraham Avinu tells him, well, the clouds can hide the sun, so the cloud is God, and the wind can disperse a cloud, so it must be the wind is God. We're not the same. It's not much the same thing. So it's not much the same thing. One day, this person, like you're in this ball from this person and from this article that you read, and the next day, it's this, it's that, it's all of life. It's every single minute, there's a different elohus in your life. There's something else that's controlling. There's something else that's determining your next step. And we're mamish in a billion pieces. That's not that.
Confusion or searching?
Searching. I'm not even talking about anything with a cheshbon. You're making it sound so important. No, it's confusion. It's confusion. It's bewilderment. It's a person that's nispoiled from every single thing that comes along. It's like a little child that when he hears about this latest toy, his whole chias is only from this latest toy. He plays with it for 2 minutes, and then some, next minute another chias. And the adults do the same thing, except. They make it sound like it's
more expensive.
It's much more expensive, right? I mean, it's right. Yeah, sure.
In terms of seeing someone that you respect, so you want to have that midah, as well, you want to increase your learning.
No, because that's all part of your oneness. That's part of your aspiration. That's part of a person's growth. Or like it says, one of the tzaddikim said that when a person is going to Leipzig. Leipzig used to be, that was the place where there was the big fair, where that was like every Seichel's dream to get to Leipzig, right? To buy and to sell Leipzig. And they had their huge fair, and all the Jews went, the people came from all over Europe. So the tzaddik said that wherever you're going on the way to Leipzig, even though you only get to Leipzig in 2 months, but every single hotel that you're in, if somebody asks you, where are you holding? I'm going to Leipzig. So that means in life, even the setbacks, even the good, the bad days, all the different chilukim in your life, that's all. Where am I going? I'm going to, not to Leipzig. I'm going to the Baruch Shalom. No, that's the bakasha. That's the search. Nachinami, that's the search. So now you look in the svasemis, and the svasemis is mamish. You're in love with the svasemis, and then the next year, you're learning the Shem Yishmul, and then the next year, you know, whatever it is, Michtam Eliyahu, Chsam Seifer, and that's all because of the appeal that it has for who you are be'etzim. And the same way that Kach Baruch Hu is pulus mishtanas, the elokus inside of us, the godliness inside of us is very colorful. But what the morale is talking about, moror, and moror being slavery, and when I'm talking to you about this tastefulness, that's not ruchnius. Gashmius, but also philosophy and ideology and all those things, but that's also part of a magushim dicker person, just that it's more sophisticated, but it's magushim. Right, it's magushim.
Can you equate mon to matzah then?
Can you what? Mon.
Equate mon to matzah then.
That's very interesting. The mon, which is also lechem abirim, which is also a food of faith. The mon is interesting because the mon was mahu. What is it? It was utterly simple. On the other hand, it would taste like anything. It could taste like anything, but in its essence, it was utterly simple. That's a very good. How are you making? We have to that sarachian. How mon fits into that, but it's very interesting, very interesting. So let's see. So that's as far as moral is concerned. Matzah doesn't have any time. So from according to our taste buds, that's not chashiv. So he says, and therefore when you eat matzah, you see, when you eat the maror, I mean the real maror, so the person also is misspelled from it. He goes, ooh, ooh, he starts changing, turning colors, and he starts crying. Even the effect that the maror has upon the person who eats it. Matzah, you might later on you might have some problems, but matzah has no tam, matzah has no taste. And a person's not, you're not inspired from it. V'chazal hishtamshu b'loshen matzah al dovish ein batam klal. We find Chazal use matzah as a way of saying something that doesn't have a taste. Likros b'shem matzah shakar l'or shalei milich v'lekimich v'le'apitz matzah. We find in Gemara in a number of places that something that is tasteless is referred to with the generic term matzah. Mishkan tam, doesn't have a tam. Where else do you find such a thing that we have to have this whole thing, like even the minhagim that Klai Yisrael has, when to stop eating matzah, whatever it is, some by Purim, some by Shchayidish, right? The different minhagim, when you stop eating matzah. And then in Halacha, Erev Pesach, all the chumras, that we don't see by any other thing such a thing, because that it should be eaten b'teoven, that because matzah doesn't have a taste. So it's not a thing that a person normally has a cheshek for. So he says, but that's why matzah means redemption and freedom. That's why. Shekachu inyan hacheiris. This goes back to what we learned last week, because that is what freedom means. Shein bo hispalus klal. Nothing outside of what I believe in and who I am in my essence can change me. I am not interested in all the flavors and tastes. I'm not interested. It doesn't make a difference to me. I'm not nispal from it. Okamaisha has shibud nirmas b'mor, just like shibud slavery is hinted in the mor. Al shem hamerivus amufla gamor al shibud, because that extreme bitterness that we now understand, it doesn't only mean because slavery is bitter. It means the fact that I am embittered, the fact that I am transformed and changed by experiences outside of myself, that is itself slavery. The Satan Rav Zecher Tzadik Livracha used to say, it's found in the Sfarim HaKadoshim also, but he has a whole mahalach in it, which I would love to share with you at a different time. That Shivisa Hashem Negdi Somer, it says in Tilim, that David HaMelech says, Shivisa Hashem Negdi Somer. It was really found in the Savosa Baal Shem and Savosa Rivash, that from the Baal Shem. The way the Samarav explained it is very, very beautiful. Shivisa Hashem Negdi Somer, that I always place Hashem before me. He says, and it's really from the Baal Shem, that Shivisa is a lotion of Shaveh. Shaveh, which means what? Shivisi. I am always the same. I'm not less of a Jew when I go through difficulties, and more of a Jew when things are going well. I'm not less of a Jew when I'm in a place where there are people who are different, who don't care about Yiddishkeit, and more of a Jew when I'm in Yerushalayim. I'm not less of a Jew in the Catskills and more of a Jew in Williamsburg. This is who I am. This is who I am. Shivisi, I am Shaveh, the same. Why? Because Hashem is Lenegdi Samet, because the great equalizer is always before my eyes. Mamish, I feel His presence everywhere. That is freedom. That is redemption. That is being freed. Golus, Shibud, slavery. Golus means every single place that I am, I guess I don't have a choice. I'm just going to have to do this. I'm just going to have to be this way. What can I do? Like we spoke about a little bit last week, I have no brayer. Everybody's doing this, I'll have to do it also. This is what goes on over here. What can I do? there's a loss of control over oneself, and one becomes enslaved to different forces and friends and ideologies and so on. That's Golus. That's exile. For the Golus, the experience of Golus is to be mevarer, for us to clarify our belief in Hashem Echad and the oneness of God. And that clarity of Elokus, of that godliness that's inside each and every one of us. That's what Pesach is all about. Vayda, and you should also know, that the only way that we could leave Egypt, the only way that we could leave slavery was what? By Hashem Himself. Only Hashem. And not with any mazel or anything else. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is not even in the Haggadah, right? Except just in one pasuk, but it's not. Moshe Rabbeinu's presence is not in the Haggadah. See, it can't be that I attribute anything else to my leaving Golus, because my way out of Golus is only one way. There's only one ticket out of Golus, and that's what? The Ribono Shel Olam, that's it. Is that oneness of God. Not just that there is a God. Everybody believes in God. Not just that He exists. But it's only Him. It's only Him. That's why the Maral says we left Mitzrayim in a way that transcended time. Time became meaningless. What does that mean? We left in a Madrega without time. Because the physical world, it's a world of confusion, of contradictions, it's a world of many, many different flavors and tastes. That's a world of time. That's a world where everything's measured by time. And the Nivroim Bizman, everything has its time to be created, and its time to die. Zulas Hashem Isbarach, except for Hashem. Shenu Noifel Tachas Zman, who is not confined, who is not held by time. Time is meaningless to him. Therefore, the fact that the Gula of Mitzrayim took place in the way of Ani V'loi Shaliach, Ani V'loi Malach, Ani Hu V'loi Acher, only me, Hashem says, only me. Therefore, everything about that experience of Geula was only me, only Hashem. And therefore, it happened in a place that was separated from the regular rules and regulations of, in a way that was different, that didn't conform to the rules and regulations of time. Lekach oslam ha-chametz. Therefore, on Pesach, you can't have any chametz. Because what does chametz mean? Chametz means shahavayoso nasa bizman. Chametz is something that is affected by time. No, the 18 minutes. It's affected by time. It's changed by the circumstances that are changing from 1 minute to the next. That's what chametz. Chametz is nispoil from time. It's affected by the atmosphere, by time, by changing time, by passing time. Chametz is affected. And you can't have any chametz on Pesach, because chametz means the opposite of oneness. Chametz means hispilus, it means slavery. It means being affected and influenced, it means changing. I'm like this 1 minute, the next minute I'm something else. That's chametz. The next minute I'm something else. I'm somebody else. V'tziva l'matzah. And Hashem Davka commanded us to eat matzah. Sheva havayos of all foods, havayos is b'loi zman. If you ever saw matzah being made, it's b'loi zman. It's the closest you can get to there not being any time involved in making something. time is evil in the preparation of matzah. We reject the passage of time when we bake matzahs. And that's how we left Egypt. In a way that was in a hurry. In a hurry. That's what it means, in a hurry. In a hurry means trying to sidestep the whole inyan of time and changes and influences that come with time. Therefore, when we left Mitzrayim, we ate matzah. Matzah that has no time duration. In other words, it has no mahalach in time. It's just, last week we were learning that it is what it is. It's flour and water. But also, it happens when it happens, and that's it. This is who I am. I'm not different 5 minutes from now, the matzah says. Chametz can always be something different. It's always in the process of becoming. Matzah is, this is it. This is who I am. Take it or leave it.
Is that the meaning of the box, the add to matzah?
Mistamitz connected to that. That certainly is what matzah ashira, what we spoke about last week, egg matzah, is with the gebrocks, you know. You see how the zahirus that the tzaddikim had, how frightened they were of the matzah having any friends. It's an amazing thing, no? So those people look at it strictly as an Indian in Chometz and Matzah, you know, in Halacha, they have a hard time with that. Even though there's a famous tshuva from the Baal Tanya that's printed in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you know, by Chabad, you know, the rest of the Chassidim, like, pale when it comes to the Zahiris in the Inyan of Gebrox. Like, you know, they, God bless them. Anything that they took upon themselves, it's like, you know, it's their Inyan. So with the Gebrox, the Zahiris that they have with Gebrox is very unique. But I believe that's a good haror you're making. So yeah, it's probably Mistama has something to do with that. That the Chometz is alone. The Matz is alone. It doesn't have a neighborhood in the guys. So you don't spread something on the matzah. You don't put something on the matzah. You know, it's mitzdarf to something. Even though be'em is, it's not, because it already is what it is, and that doesn't change it, right? Because it's not going to. Tzaddikim, when it comes to the matzah being mitzdarf to anything. So on some level, in some very, very faint and subtle way, that could also be a little bit of a slavery. The matzah therefore remains one echad yachad miyuchad. It remains alone. The matzah remains alone. Interesting. It's much interesting. I mean, I don't put matzah on the table ever during Pesach. I'm not allowed to put matzah even on the table. I keep it on a separate table. I do these things in emunah pshuta. I'm saying, you know, that this is the way that I was taught. But the matzahs are kept on a separate table, and I never eat the matzahs over the table. It makes a huge mess when the matzah is separate. There shouldn't even be any matzah at all with anything else. Not even a crumb with anything else. By Chabad, they sit there the whole Pesach with towels and they'll have matzah. You know, Lubavitchers were blessed with bushy mustaches. You know, so they'll wipe off before they have a drink of water. The first whole thing to have a drink. There shouldn't be even a shutfus between a drop of water. Matzah. It's a hebrews and it's a dikum. You know, so you could say. So you want to say, ah, come on, these guys are amaratzes. But the people who are behind this were not amaratzes. They were not amaratzim. If you look at the tshuva from the Baal Tanya, there's no one in the world, even the biggest misnagid, who could say that the Baal Tanya didn't know how to learn, right? So it comes from a very remarkable place. So maybe that's an important error that you're making. I mean, it's interesting. Ki Yisrael Yotzei L'Chayim, he says, why? Ki, the last two lines. Ki Yisrael Yotzei L'Chayim Madrega L'Kis She'ein Bazman. We left on a Madrega L'Kis in that godly level She'ein Bazman. That's beyond, above time. Therefore, this is what the Torah gives the reason for matzah. It's not getting into the whole chesmon of the Ramban, the Maral saying about when do we eat and how, who, in Mitzrayim, if Mitzrayim. It's what matzah is. He says, what? Shlehispik, the Torah says that the reason we eat matzah on Pesach is Shlehispik, but Sekhaz of the Sin Lahachim, Tzach Nigla Lehem, Melech Malchi Hamlochim Go'olam. It's because of the rush. It's because of the hurry. It's because matzah doesn't have a hemshech zman. That Hashem, the Ramban's right, of course. Hashem gave us that to eat already in Mitzrayim because we're going to eat it when we were going to leave the next day. But why? I mean, as the Ramban, the Maral says, the Ramban's not talking about the pnimius meat. Maybe that's what the Rambam is alluding to. But the Maharal is explaining that matzah be'etzem means without time. Even if even though we ate it in Egypt, Hashem gave us to eat matzah mor, to eat the carbon pesach with matzah mor, with what? With the bread of redemption and the bread of slavery, because Hashem is one, and therefore all of this is coming from one God. The good, the bad, ups, downs, light, dark, it's all the same thing with a person. The holiness of Pesach is that certainly there are different things that you and I do. There are different things that you and I do. But the oneness of Hashem, Mahu Echad, teaches us to know who we are. And that even though sometimes I have to laugh and sometimes I have to cry, it's not because I'm sitting like a kid watching a Walt Disney movie that goes on and off. It's not because my life is just like I'm in the hands of somebody else that tells me what to do, was controlling my feelings, my thoughts, my whole life. No. It's because the truth and the elokus inside of me dictates that on Tisha B'Av I cry and that on Purim I live. Not because like I'm the spoil from something. It's because that's the mitzvah, that's the emes. And it's all coming from one personality. I'm not schizophrenic. I'm not divided. I'm not one person one moment. I'm the same person. I'm the same person right now. Emes demands a tear of sadness and the next moment a tear of joy. But it's all from one person. And that's the whole meaning of Pesach. Matzah Mor. Zocher Melech Malchei Hamlochim Eitzel Zeh. That's why it says over here in the Haggadah, Ad Shenigla Lem Melech Malchei Hamlochim, the King of all kings, to redeem us. Will be as a kasha. He writes from Lochin Atzma Maladerech Lotzis V'Yischil Lasik B'Botzek. When they began to get ready to leave Egypt and they started to take care of the dough, Lehispik B'Tzeikam Lahachmit. They didn't have time. That it should become chametz tikshu gulosam ha'isa b'losman, because the redemption took place without time. Leidia ki agula shlehem adregin evdelis. Why did Hashem do it in such a way? Why couldn't we take our time? Why did it have to be in such a hurry? Because Hashem is saying that redemption, Hashem's telling us forever. Kindlech, redemption means to rise above the changing influences of time and space, of where you are and the circumstances and this tkufa of your life. Redemption means to be above all of that. Redemption means to be who you have to be, no matter where you are and no matter when it is in your life, you'll be who you have to be. That's why it was in a hurry. Not because Hashem was like running on a clock. Like there's some like Hashem had an appointment, he had to get us out and then he had to do something else. I mean, what is that? Like, don't you ever think about that? Like, what's... Okay, so you say, Memtesh Haritum, 49 levels of impurity, but without that, like, can't we work this out at a normal pace? Like what's the big hurry? Because this is what Gula means. It had to happen in a hurry. And that's why it says, until Melech Malchei Hamlochim redeemed us. It's not from some mazel, from some higher, some galactical force, Shugashmi, which is some physical planet, or some mazel, Pearl Bizman, that functions in time. What's the whole astrology? Astrology, that from April 15th till May 10th, this is the Kayach. You know, you're Meshubah to this Kayach. And then from June the 10th, you're Meshubah to a different Kayach. So Gemara and Shabbos, Ein Mazal Yisrael. Ein Mazal Yisrael means it. We're not Meshubah to any Koach. We're not Meshubah to any Koach. L'kacha Yegoyel Oysam HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'li Hemshech Zman Klal. Without any Hemshech of time at all. Kasher Amarnu. We left not through a mazel or any other koach, not through different koiches. Oh, today was a mazel thing that this koich. No, shem noy from tachas zman. All koiches, all mazalos are contained within that limitation of time. Raka yedeh kadosh baruch hu shein noy from tachas zman. It was ani Hashem ani hu v'loyacher. That's why it says over here melech malchei hamlochem. That's it. That's why it was without time. That's why Hashem is about commanded us to eat matzah. Even before we left Egypt. To eat it together with the Pesach. It's true. What I'm saying now is true. And that's connected to what the Zohar Kodesh says, that matzah is called the bread of faith. Why is it the bread of faith? And it's called Michel Dasvasa, the bread of refuah, of healing. Because all sickness and all misery comes from being broken into a million pieces and being confused. What does sickness mean? Sickness means that different parts of my body are acting in different ways. That they're not. Sickness means that there's no organic oneness to my body. It's not all moving in the same direction. Something's going in a funny way. That's what sickness means. Matzah is the food of health, because matzah means restoring oneness. Matzah means everything has that one tachlis, that one mahalach, that one derech, you know, from Mitzrayim to Yerushalayim. You know, that's the mahalach. And that's the bread of Emunah. That's the bread of faith. Rabbi, I'm sorry, I must get someplace. There's a shtickl emergency or something. So it would be very, very kedai if you have a chance to finish the parak. You would enjoy it very, very much. Where he goes into other protim and how the Korban Pesach was prepared. How it's prepared. That's why even the way that it was roasted, it had to be roasted as one whole thing, right? Again, one. This is opposed to bishul, which would be different. That it's not ke'echad. He goes through all the yesaidus of Pesach night. When it took place. When was it? When is it eaten? When was the Korban Pesach? Ben Harabayim, the Hakrava. Ben Harabayim, which means what? It's a time that's not time. It's not day, it's not night, it's not Meshubit. It's its own place. Ben Harabayim. Right? All of that. All the Nekudas of the Korban Pesach are all this inyan of Hashem Echad. And therefore the Prokim that follow the Moral, all the Prokim talk about this inyan of Achdus Hashem. Mr. Shami should be Zaychel Lachlam as Wachun Apsachim. In Eretz Yisrael, the matzav is not good, and the Yeshua that we're davening for, the Yeshua that we're waiting for, that there should be shalom baritz, and we should be yeshel levetach baritzenu. What does shalom mean? That's what it means. Shalom. Shalom means that there's no longer that Eretz Yisrael no longer be divided, God forbid, and torn into a million pieces, and that our enemies will no longer chalila hurt us and attack us. We should be zorich mes Hashem for a gula shleim of amitis. So I wish each and every one of you should have a chag kosher v'samech l'freilchen Pesach. I think next week.